I want to hear more.
Want to hear more?
Heidi and Frank? They're back.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. Yeah, I just found out that Meet the Beat is playing on the stream if you're listening. It's a content thing that KLOS created that is playing every single commercial break.
The same one?
Yeah, I don't even know if it's the same one, but people are, you know, incredibly annoyed by it. So hopefully,
that's not
we're letting Keith know to remove it. Okay, mentioned earlier in 20 and 20 about satisfying sex. I don't want you to base this on that actual story, which is about asking women the last person they had sex with and how big it was and did they actually climax with just sex alone and no other stimulation. And it broke it down to the size of the wiener is the most satisfying. And 8 inches was the number one answer.
That's a little much.
Followed by 9, followed by 10. So it's a really depressing story this morning. but as far as just being good in bed, having multiple skills, if you imagined each one of us and how we are in the sack, and you probably have, I mean, subconsciously, you've imagined what we'd be like individually in bed. You might look at Eric and think that he might be awful, that he might be great. Might look at Sammy and think she might just be a pillow queen, but she might just be a reverse cowgirl champion. Who knows? But I want you to call up, and I want you to put like a famous company logo tagline associated with one of us and how you think our sex is as far as like our prowess.
Got it.
Like Allstate, you're in good hands, which would be a compliment, but it's like, it's a company slogan tagline. And that describes what you think each of us on the show would be sexually. Okay?
Okay.
818-955-KLOS. I'm just curious. Like I said, I think you think about that anyway, subconsciously. With all the discussions we've had, maybe they revolve some around sex. You're like, oh, you know, Heidi's sex, you've seen her tongue. I mean, you probably imagined it. What would it be like? Put a company slogan on it. 818-955-5567 is the number. 818-955-KLOS.
I think Timex for me says it all. Do you guys remember the Timex slogan?
That's takes a licking,
keeps on ticking.
And keeps on ticking.
We could change it for me. Takes a licking and keeps on licking.
Yeah, I don't think you're a, I don't picture you of a takes a licking type of girl.
Well, I take a licking. I sure do take a licking.
Well, I'm sure you do, but as far as like my own personal vision of you, it's like you're not taking the licking.
Oh, I'm doing the licking.
Yeah, you're doing the licking.
Okay, I understand.
Oh, look at the calls coming in.
Fun.
Yes, the advertising slogans that could be used to best describe each of us in bed.
I think I'm going to go back a little ways here, but I believe it was Burger King and Where's the Beef?
And you looked right at Eric. Yeah. Oh, and Where's the Beef? Was that Burger King or Wendy's?
What was it? Was it Wendy's?
That was Wendy's, because Wendy's had the square burger, so you
That's
could see the
right.
beef sticking out and the round
burger. I only say that because he always says he doesn't have any kind of wiener going
on. Oh, Mike had Where's the Beef too, but we don't know who he was talking
Ooh.
About. Will he concur? Hello, Mike.
Hello. Hey, Frank and Heidi. How you guys doing?
Good. So you got Where's the Beef, but who do you think that describes in bed?
I think it's definitely Eric. Where's the beef?
Yeah, 2 for 2, Eric. Where's the beef? Yeah, that was a Wendy's logo. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike, for playing. Joe has a company slogan to suggest one of our prowess between the sheets. Hello, Joe.
Hey, this one's for Heidi.
Yes.
It's McDonald's, da-da-da-da-da. I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Let's see. Here goes Mike. I think it's also a McDonald's slogan. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Give us the slogan or tagline and who it describes.
Sammy. Sorry, Sammy. Love you, bud. Sammy over 1 billion served.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Sammy. See, I was just, yeah, you get to know how people really think of you when you play this game.
Mm-hmm.
Over 1 billion served, Sammy. And that's a low guess. Let's see. I think... well, if Frosty was still here, I had one for him.
Aww.
What can Brown do for you?
Oh, yes.
That's good. He's not here to defend himself. It's so sad.
He would have said, I'm sure that's a funny one.
I'm sure that's funny to you. More calls coming in. Well, Sammy, they're not understanding the concept of, I had not explained it well enough. What do you suggest, an advertising slogan that could be used to describe somebody on the show and how you picture them between the sheets? Mm. That's simple as I can put it. Rob on line 8. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, give us the slogan and who you're talking about.
KFC's finger licking good. That's Sammy.
Ooh, Sammy got a finger licking good.
That's a good one.
Well, Rob, you got a crush, huh?
Mm. Yeah. Have a great day.
Well, hold
love
on, Rob.
You guys.
What about Sammy made you like get a crush on her and fall in love with her? What specifically?
Just the way she talks. She sounds like a down-to-earth woman. There's not a lot of them out there anymore.
Was that like when she brought a 30-pack for herself to a party? You're like, that's my kind of girl.
Exactly. Ready to get down.
That's right, Rob. Good. The actual, instead of the champagne room at the country strip club, be the Bud Light room.
Bud Light room. Mm. I have one for Johnny.
Oh, really?
Right. Do you want me to give you the slogan or the company? You think you'll know the company? Which would you rather me give you?
Go ahead and just give us the slogan.
The slogan is it in you? Do you know the company?
No, is it in you?
Is it in you?
Oh,
it's very popular.
Is it in you? I should know this.
You should.
I know I've heard it.
Is it in you? Is it in you?
I don't know.
Gatorade,
Johnny. Is that true, Johnny? Is that true, Johnny?
No, it's always in.
Hello, John. What's this?
Hey, I got a double banger for you guys.
Okay.
We got Skittles for Heidi. That would be Taste the Rainbow.
Taste the Rainbow. I like it. Yeah.
And Maxwell House for Frank, good to the last drop.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, that's gross.
Ew.
Thank you, John, so much. Marcus has a suggestion for a company slogan to describe one of us in bed. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, how's it going? Good. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Mine is for Frank. Like a good old 92 slogan from McDonald's, have it your way.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, have it your way.
Have it your
way. So is that a compliment? Or am I very selfish in bed?
No, you know what? Like you said earlier, it kind of complements the whole attitude and persona of the person. I think that's more, frank.
Right. Thank you so much, Marcus. Thank you. I think he understands me. If I had to describe my wife, it's just do it. just
Nike.
Do it. Just do it. Okay, just do it. Eric, do you have a slogan to describe your wife in bed?
Well, I was busy writing down some people on the show. Like Johnny, this is your brain on drugs.
Oh, okay.
Sammy, that was easy.
That's Staples.
That was the easy button.
Sammy also has the Holiday Inn slogan, pleasing people all over the world. And Heidi is the snack that smiles back.
Yeah. What's that? What is the snack?
Goldfish.
Goldfish crackers, yeah.
All right. See, Gail on line 1 has a company slogan that would describe one of us in bed. Hello, Gail.
Hey, this is for Heidi and that tongue. Milk. It does a body good.
Oh, it does a body good.
Oh, hell yeah.
So you've seen
love
that tongue.
Love you, Heister. Long time listener.
Yeah, girl.
Seen the tongue. I think she can smooth down her eyebrows with that tongue.
She can.
I can smooth down yours, Gail.
Yeah.
All right, be
it's still socially
guys.
Distanced. Thank you, Gail.
You too, Gail.
All right, John's got a suggestion for a company slogan to describe one of us in bed. Hey, John.
Got you, Frank. How you doing?
We're pretty good.
Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Once you pop, you just can't
stop.
And
who's that described?
That's for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Frank.
Mm. Yeah, once I'm getting towards the pop, I just can't stop.
You just can't stop.
Seriously. I mean, I've tried to do the whole...
tantric?
Hold off. Yeah, you know.
Edging.
Yeah, let's think about Santa Claus and baseball, but unfortunately Santa Claus and baseball turned me on incredibly. I found that out.
Well, everybody has their thing.
It's like, oh, Santa Claus! Oh, Jesus Christ, the baseball!
That actually reminds me, I got one for you, Frank.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
Mmm. Mm. M&M's.
Enough about your employee review.
I got one for Heidi, too.
Oh.
Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Secret. Yes.
Mine for Heidi was think different.
Think different.
It's Apple.
Apple.
Yeah.
Think, you know, different.
It's like, yeah,
think,
yeah,
a little
she's
different.
She's thinking different. She went mm-hmm. with the ladies.
Mm-hmm. How about for Jordan? We try harder.
Yeah, I bet Jordan is a big try harder.
He's a
guy.
Worker
he
bee.
He is a worker
and that's,
bee.
And that's Avis, Jordan. I think he gets in there and he gets to work.
Heidi, I bet when your wife has sex with you, she uses Sony's slogan, make believe.
I can't argue
Let's
with
go
that.
To Peter on line two. Peter,
Peter.
Peter, do you got a company slogan that describe one of us in bed?
I got one for you, Frank.
All right.
Frank's hot sauce. I put that ass on everything.
Oh, yeah. I put that ass on everything. Hell yeah, Peter. Thank you so much.
I'm going to do another one for myself as I'm sitting here thinking about it. And the slogan is, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Alka-Seltzer.
How about, I got one for you, Heidi.
Yeah.
Bet you can't eat just one. It's old Lay's.
Yeah.
All right, David's on the phone. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So who are you describing on the show?
Heidi.
Heidi, and the company slogan is?
Carl's Jr., if it doesn't get all over the place, it doesn't belong in your face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sexy.
Juicy, sloppy. David, I'm going to give you a prize for that one, all right? Heidi,
awesome.
HeidiandFrank.com, VIP for a year.
Thank you, guys.
Stay on hold. I mean, they've all been good. I just
yeah, they're good.
These are
fun.
Gave me a little chub. All right, George has a company slogan. Describe one of us in bed. Hello, George.
Yes. What's going on, Frank?
Who are you describing? For Heidi.
Sammy.
Okay. Oh, Sammy.
Sammy Campbell soup. Good.
Ooh.
Good. I see how Sammy's putting a lot of those through for herself.
Uh huh.
Thank you, George. Tony's got one. Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's going on, Frank?
Describe
I had two. One for Heidi was that cat commercial. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, meow.
Yeah.
And then I had one for you, Frank. In and out. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh,
give me a little in and out. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Sean on line 10. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Frank. How are you guys doing today?
We're
having
okay.
fun.
This one's for Sammy and Eric. I believe it's the Energizer Bunny keeps going and going. And I say that for Eric because between all of you, he's still relatively new to the sexual world.
Yeah.
And I say that for Sammy because I don't think she's a pillow queen. I believe that she will wear you
it's
out.
A little Energizer Bunny.
Think so.
You know, yeah. Yeah.
Tear you up.
Mm.
All right.
Thank you, Sean. Woody on line 3. Hey, Woody.
I feel terrible for saying this out loud because everybody seems to be slamming on Sammy, but we'll leave a light on for you.
Yeah, she's all good to go.
Yeah.
All right, so let me see. What else did I have? One to describe myself, I would have to.
Yeah, go ahead. I did.
Because you're worth it.
Ew. What is that, a diamond commercial?
No, it's L'Oreal.
Oh, L'Oreal.
But you wouldn't know. It's a makeup company.
No,
have you ever heard of it?
Gonna,
L'Oreal. Look
you know
it
what?
Up.
Well, I got one
Google
for you.
It.
I got one for
Google
you
it.
Then. If you're going to go there, I'm going to go there. I wasn't, but now I am. Think small, Volkswagen.
What? Think small? Is that Volkswagen? I got one for Sammy. It's BMW. Designed for your driving pleasure.
Oh.
Oh, Sammy.
Wow.
See, she could actually use these lines.
Yeah.
And it worked on guys.
Yeah.
I can't go, because you're worth it.
No.
Just laugh in my face.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see. We got Brian on line 9. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Frank. I have a couple of them. Two are from the 80s. One is for Sammy, and that's fill it to the rim with brim.
Oh, yes.
And then for Heidi is reach out and touch someone.
Reach out and touch. What was that?
You're totally off. I
don't know. Reach out and touch someone. AT&T.
AT&T is reach out and touch someone. Thank you. Ryan on line one. What do you say, Ryan?
I say Sammy because she's a Keystone Light, always smooth.
Oh.
Is that true, Sammy? You always smooth?
She doesn't know. I think.
Yeah,
she's...
I don't know what that means. What does always smooth mean?
Physically?
What are you referring to? The
body hair.
Body hair? Oh, he hung up.
No.
Lance has one. Hello, Lance.
Hello.
Company slogan to describe one of us in bed.
Jenga. It's also the name of my junk, my 8-inch junk. The most fun in the world. It's for Sammy.
Wow.
Jenga is the most fun in the world. That's the slogan for it. I didn't even know that. And you actually call your penis Jenga?
Yeah, it's the most fun in the world.
That's awesome. I have one for myself.
Go ahead.
America runs on Dunkin' D's nuts. Yeah.
I wish we had a bisexual on the show.
Why?
Well, because then we could use the slogan belong anywhere.
But I don't even know who that is.
Airbnb.
Airbnb. Walter's got one. Hey, Walter.
Yo, what's up, man? What's
Walter.
Up, Heidi? This one is for Heidi. Or Sammy, either one. Tootsie Pop. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
It's probably
that's
me.
Probably
it's
more,
three.
Yeah.
Three.
It only takes her three of a time like that. Thank you so much, Walter. Dave is now joining the show. Says takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I think we can guess who that's for. I did rip on my wife earlier by saying she says, just do it. Like she hates sex with me. But no, I would have to say, honestly, it's Coca-Cola's Open Happiness.
Or Disneyland's The Happiest Place on Earth.
Happiest Place on Earth. You want to give your wife a little shout-out, Johnny, for a little company slogan and describe her in bed?
Yeah, I'll do Lexus, The Relentless Pursuit of Perfection.
Eric, I'm giving you time to think about your wife and her slogan for her prowess.
Sure. You know what? I will give her, how about this one? It's Jaguar. Grace, space, pace.
Sounds horrible.
No way. Grace space, pace.
The space sounds a little bit big.
No,
well,
the space
be small
is
space.
Wonderful.
Small
yeah.
space.
I didn't
be.
Say it was a
no, I think
overly
space,
large
space.
Space.
Like the galaxy. All right, Jordan, give a company slogan to describe your wife in bed.
Yeah, I got one for my wife. It's from Gillette, the best a man can get.
Oh, that was a good one, Jordan. Oh, my God. That's a good one. All right, Heidi, describe your wife in bed.
Oh, I'm going with the quicker picker-upper.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even understand what that means.
When, you know, when there's some wetness, some spills.
No, that just means she makes
bounty.
You dry very quickly.
No, bounty. Is a quicker picker yeah. up. She can get in.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Lap
yeah.
it up
yeah.
like a bounty paper towel.
This is a mess. Somebody dry it quickly. Come in the room and dry this.
I have a few more for people on the show.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
Johnny, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
That's just Johnny. That's not about sex.
Well, Frank, Reebok, I am what I am.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also, you, did you know Google's tagline? This is real.
This is for me?
Yeah,
okay.
For you. Don't be evil.
Oh.
During sex?
Yes.
Don't be evil during sex. I'm never evil really during sex.
You said you like to choke.
No, I don't necessarily like to choke people. If you want to get choked, I'll choke the hell out of you.
You said you have sex, get yours, get dressed, and leave.
No, that's not. I said, yeah, well, you're going to get yours, but when I get mine, my shoes are going to be on like 30 seconds later. I mean, it's like that's just the way it goes. I have to get fully dressed after sex. It's a weird thing with me.
Listen,
I don't know.
Listen, it comes from somewhere.
I know.
We don't know why.
I think it's from being molested.
Yeah. Got to pretend
no, seriously,
it never happened.
I think it does have to be with being molested because it was like if you did anything and you had to get dressed really fast so you wouldn't get caught.
That's right. That makes sense. horrible.
And so now every time I have sex, I have to put my clothes on right away. I might have one shoe on the whole time.
Oh my God, Frank.
I got a foot in and a foot out.
you wish you had a foot in.
No, I don't. Actually,
half
yeah,
a foot maybe.
The bigger you go, it's not, except the guy who has a one incher is equivalent as the guy who's an 11 incher is satisfying a woman. So once you get up that big,
too much.
Might as well have a small one.
Yep. Just too much.
See. I think Joe's got one. Okay, let's guess who Joe is. Joe, give us the slogan. We'll try to guess who you're talking about.
This is from the Beef Council. Beef is what's for dinner.
I will go with Sammy.
Jordan.
Sammy it is.
Oh, wait, Sammy it is.
Do guys describe women's body parts as beef?
No.
Well, no. It's what's for dinner.
She's liking the beef. It's what for dinner. She likes the meat.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, it's going that direction. Good to the last drop. Who's that? David says good to the last drop. Who is he describing? Good.
That's dedicated to Sammy.
Another one from me. Sammy.
Hmm.
Sammy, I notice you're putting a lot through for yourself that are very complimentary. That's really cool of you.
Well,
to do
she's
that.
In control. That's what she gets. That's the power she has.
Joe's got one. Joe, you describing your wife? Or you describing one of us?
I'm describing somebody close to you. Made from the best stuff on earth, Snapple.
Oh.
For Marcy.
For Marcy, made from the best stuff on earth. Marcy getting a shout out during the sex
slogan.
Marcy's a babe.
Yeah, she is. Thank you so much, Joe, for playing. All right, that was fun. Just a little break there in the craziness. But let's get a quick look at traffic. Oh, let's describe Aki's traffic. You may have what you think Aki's like in bed.
Oh,
A little slogan for Aki?
So easy a caveman can do it. Geico.
We'll go with that one, Aki. Sorry.
Sorry,
how's traffic going?